Seems like I was just too. Wait a minute. Okay, this is the message Jesus gave today. I am your Jesus born incarnate. I invite you to contemplate for a moment a balloon on a string. The string is tied to something and holding the balloon down. Such is the human will when it holds some attachment in its heart. When the string is cut, the little balloon soars into the heavens and disappears. So I desire the human heart to be detached from all things, people, or places that hold it down. When the soul accomplishes this and breaks its tethers, it soars to heaven. The human will disappears and the soul is united to the divine will of God. Why do I come through time and space to tell you this? Because being one with the divine will is the height, the breadth, and the depth of holiness. It is union with my divine love, my sacred heart. The time will come in each soul when it is stripped and standing before me. I will judge each one according to how much they loved not the world, but God and neighbor. At that precise moment, popularity, appearance, wealth, and power will amount to nothing. The divine will of God is holy love in the present moment. It is your refuge and salvation. Choose it. I choose it for you. So tonight I looked up some messages that had to do with that detachment and union with God's will. And this is in the book A Year with the Saints, which is published by TAM. The first quote is from St. John of the Cross. The object of all virtues is to bring us into union with God, in which alone is laid up all the happiness that can be enjoyed in this world. Now, in what does this union properly consist? In nothing save a perfect conformity and resemblance between our will and the will of God, so that these two wills are absolutely alike. There is nothing in one repugnant to the other. All that one wishes and loves, the other wishes and loves. Whatever pleases or displeases one, pleases or displeases the other. And this quote is from St. Teresa. Those deceive themselves who believe that union with God consists in ecstasies or raptures, and in the enjoyment of Him. For it consists in nothing except the surrender and subjection of our will with our thoughts, words, and actions to the will of God. And it is perfect when the will finds itself separated from everything and attached only to that of God, so that every one of its movements is solely and purely the volition of God. This is the true and essential union which I have always desired and which I constantly ask of the Lord. Oh, how many of us there are who say this and who think we desire only this, but wretched that we are, how few are ever to attain it. This quote is from St. Vincent de Paul. Conformity to the divine will is the most powerful means to overcome every temptation, to eradicate every imperfection, and to preserve peace of heart. It is a most efficacious remedy for all ills and the treasure of the Christian. It includes in itself, in an eminent degree, mortification, abnegation, indifference, imitation of Christ, union with God, and in general, all the virtues, which are not virtues at all, except as they are in conformity with the will of God, the origin and rule of all perfection. This quote again is from St. Teresa. As the Lord knows for what we all are adapted, he gives all their positions as he sees to be most for his glory, for their salvation, and the good of their neighbors. Our mistake, then, is in not submitting ourselves totally to whatever he wishes to do with us. And this quote is from Blessed Henry Suso. Perfect resignation is nothing else than a complete moral annihilation of thoughts and affections when one renounces himself totally in God, that he may guide him as he wills and pleases, as if one no longer knew or cared for either himself or anything else except God. It is thus that the soul, so to speak, loses itself in God, not indeed as to its nature, but as to the appropriation of its powers. And this is from St. Francis de Sales. If you give yourself to the practice of holy abandonment, though you may not perceive that you gain at all, you will, in fact, advance greatly as it is with those who sail upon the open sea with favorable winds, trusting wholly to the care of the pilot. And this last one again is from St. Teresa. In this holy abandonment springs up that beautiful freedom of spirit which the perfect possess, and in which there is found all the happiness that can be desired in this life. For in fearing nothing and seeking and desiring nothing of the things of the world, they possess all. Okay, now that we're all perfectly detached and abandoned to God, we can head for the snacks in the back. Thank you. Amen.